This theme for the first weeks of Ordinary Time and becoming disciples and learning what it is to become that disciple that we're all called to be. To become a disciple isn't so much physically walking in the path of the Master, but it is learning from Him. It is following His way of thinking, following His example in how He teaches, how He treats others, how He respects others, and how we respect ourselves. Today we learn through the Beatitudes, probably some of the most famous teachings that Christ has in all of sacred scriptures. And these are really an answer to the first reading from Zephaniah. Seek the Lord, all you humble of the earth. Seek justice. Seek humility. In other words, Zephaniah is calling for the people to come and reform their lives and turn back to God. After violating the covenant and going their own way, they are called to seek righteousness. After acting arrogantly with others, arrogantly with God, they are called to seek humility. And like we've seen so often, following their turning away from God, they are called to return to God so that God will return to them and bless them. And to do this, He will protect a remnant. This remnant will be righteous and humble, faithful to the covenant, and God will protect them. It's not that God is going to have this remnant that is going to act justly and do all the right things, and then God is going to bless them. But God is going to protect the remnant so that when the time comes, they will be there to lead the people back to Him. They will be instruments in His hands to recall all of God's children home. We see this remnant in a way in Paul's letter to the Corinthians. Consider your calling. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth. Rather, God chose the foolish of the world to shame the wise. He chose the weak to shame the strong. He chose the lowly to reduce to nothing those who considered themselves something. The uneducated, the weak, the foolish, the common people. These are the ones that God calls and chooses and protects. These are the remnant. These are the ones who become those disciples so that whoever boasts should boast in the Lord. How do we live these lives? Christ gives us that guidance in our gospel, in the Beatitudes. His preaching and teaching has reached so many people. But today they come together with Him at the foot of the mountain. The Lord goes to the top of the mountain, and He doesn't bring the crowds with Him. He brings His disciples. His disciples will be like the remnant, and they will bring the message to the people. These Beatitudes are the opening of the famous Sermon on the Mount. And these teachings have their foundation in the Judeo-Christian faith, in wisdom literature. How we describe a certain behavior and then describe the consequences that follow. The Beatitude are paths of blessing, joy, and happiness. They are paths to divine life. They are paths to how we enter into divine life and how we allow divine life to enter into us. Because isn't that truly the meaning of human life? Because our lives as humans are going to end at some point. But our lives in union with Christ are not going to end. They will extend into eternity, and that is divine life. And Jesus gives us these eight Beatitudes, these eight paths to bring us through so that we can become one with Him. Four positive paths and four negative or counterintuitive paths to what we would think as human beings. But central to every one of these is God's love and mercy. Blessed are the merciful. So how do we increase mercy in our lives? It's simple. It's difficult to do, but it's simple. We increase mercy by giving it away. Like love, the more that we love, the more love we have to give. Mercy is the same because the source of our mercy is God's infinite mercy. And so the more we treat others with mercy, the more mercy we have to give away. It grows and grows the more that we empty ourselves. Blessed are the pure of heart. When we're focused on God primarily, when other interests that we have are fed from this, we enter into God's presence and His divine life enters into us. Blessed are those who thirst for righteousness. What is the highest priority in my life? Do I thirst for the things of God? When I chase other things, it leads to dissatisfaction. It leads to an unrestlessness in our hearts. This becomes a good point of reflection. Where is my heart? Is my heart seeking other things and always seeking to be filled with other things? Am I restless or am I at peace? Blessed are the peacemakers. If we have the divine life within us, we become instruments of mercy to others. And that leads to righteousness, becoming peacemakers, leading to joy, peace, and a connection with God and a connection with each other. These positive paths are also reflected in more of a counterintuitive path. And these paths are all reflections of how we respond to the four things that really take us away from God. St. Thomas Aquinas identifies these things as money, pleasure, power, and our own glory. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Not a condemnation of wealth, but a formula for detachment. A way to use the wealth that we have as a means of mercy to others. Blessed are those that mourn. This is really the antidote to seeking pleasure at all costs. Because if that is our way of life, we become addicted to seeking that pleasure. And this beatitude calls us to become detached from seeking pleasure at all costs. When living this beatitude, we again can become that instrument of mercy for others. Even when it requires self-sacrifice, when it is not pleasant to do. And if it is power that we seek, blessed are the meek. In this, we seek righteousness for others, not allowing ourselves to be run over. It's not about being weak. It's about this meekness that is a strength that goes beyond really anything in our physical strength. And if we have been blessed with worldly power, it is using that power not for my own desires, but using that power as that instrument of mercy. Blessed are those who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, an antidote for glory. Because when we are seeking our own glory, it doesn't matter who gets in our way. We'll roll right over them and leave them in the dust. And we'll continue to roll over more and more and more as we seek our own glory. Living this beatitude, we let go of seeking the approval of what others might think of me. We no longer care what they think as far as giving us glory. And we become an instrument of mercy. So we see in these Beatitudes, as the quote from Pope Benedict at the beginning of the Mass, it's not about theological studies. It's not about writing papers. It's not about having all of this theory. It's about living the Beatitudes, learning how to walk in the footsteps of Christ. These practical guides for our lives here and now, teaching us how to put away our arrogance and our pompous attitudes to walk in humility and meekness, seeking to become compassionate to others, becoming motivated by the gospel, seeking to become peacemakers. And in a world that is so filled with scandal, we are called to go beyond the scandal and not respond to it, to become instruments of hope and mercy, to seek the building of the kingdom of God here and now within our families, within our schools, within our places of work, wherever it is that God calls us, to become witnesses of the good news, to become that remnant that is so much needed to bring the good news to all the world. This is the promise of the Beatitudes. And when we make them the cornerstone of our lives, we become men and women of the Beatitudes.